If we're live, then let's be live.
let's please be live today.
Let's be live today.
I want to actually go ahead and get things started. If you're dead,
everyone just be live. Just get up. Halloween's over. Get up.
You're gonna have great luck walking through a couple of cemeteries just saying, "Get up, guys. Come on."
Guys, it's not that hard.
Come on. Get up. Prank's over.
Be live.
Called a prank.
Called a prank.
But yeah, I want to start this week's episode off by saying, well, I guess first let's say hi. Welcome to season 2, episode 42 of the Random Talk Podcast. My name is Tayson. Alongside me, as always, even though he's not alongside me, we are very far apart, but we're together in spirit, and that's all that matters. Matthew,
Google Meets for Christmas once again.
Huge shout out,
sponsor.
No, but maybe someday.
That's the joke here.
But yeah, this is our show. This is what we do. Hope you like it. And I mean, if you've been here before, you kind of know what to expect. But if not, welcome. Hello. I feel like we don't do that enough. But
it's me.
Yeah.
I've been wondering if you would listen to our show every week.
Shout out
with Matthew. Okay. And Tayson.
Go off then.
That's all I got.
Okay. But yeah, no. Shout out to Adele. She just put out a new song.
Adele, more like hardly know her.
Anyways, I did want to say last week I made a bold claim.
Ooh, you did make a bold claim.
We are not following up on.
We are not.
I said we were going to be on YouTube this. Well, I said next week, but next week is this week, so I'm going to be speaking in current tense here. I said we were going to be on YouTube this week. That's right. Yeah, I said we were going to be on YouTube. I also said we were going to have a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of those things are the case as of right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe things could drastically change here in the next hour or so. I kind of doubt it, but hey, I'm leaving the door open for all potential possibilities. Like in your, I was just listening to this episode, so it's fresh on my mind. But like you said, when you were naked in the shower, you were vulnerable to all things.
What a sentence.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
yes.
Not necessarily that we're in a vulnerable state here particularly.
And we are not naked.
But correct. at least not on my top half.
you Zoom call.
I'm not gonna pan down for you. Anyways.
I will. Just kidding.
But no, I just wanna quickly clear that up so you're not like waiting for anybody to pop on with us. It's just gonna be us this week, as the majority of these
tend
to be. Hey man, you know, stuff comes up, you know, and you gotta do what you gotta do. But hey, we are here. That is the bright side of things, that you know, we are indeed doing this, which is always fun and dandy. Matthew, before we cue this intro music, just quick baseline, how are we feeling this week?
We're feeling good. Thanks for getting that elephant out of the room, by the way.
Of course.
Bold claim, you know.
I saw the elephant. I was like, hey, buddy, we need to
Stuart Big.
Got to move it along here. I mean, hey, Halloween was just a couple of days ago. By the time this comes out, it's going to get a little confusing if we try to speak as if we're there.
Hey, we're professionals.
Halloween was a couple of days ago.
It was so much fun, bro. I had a blast, man. Let me tell you.
Oh, I ate so much candy. My gosh. It was so fun. I am speaking currently. I am not necessarily looking forward to Halloween, but at the same time, I'm not like dreading it. I'm just kind of like, sure.
Let it pass. Let it be.
I mean, it's you are very, you're feeling very musical today. Musical Matthew.
Matthew. I go by many names here on the show. Musical Matthew is now.
Yeah, no kidding. I guess it's just my mindset at this point is like, I mean, it's just, it has to happen just like every other day. So I'm just kind of, you know, planning on making the most of it. And hopefully I do that. So we'll get a quick follow-up next week, see if that happened. Yep. But
anyways, my week, how I'm feeling, is that what you asked?
Yes. Okay. Just to get a baseline for the episode. How are we feeling going into things?
Good. Is my mic too loud? I'm using a new mic today, so I just got to make sure. Too loud, too soft.
You sound great.
Okay. I feel good, man. I feel good. The week was good. We hung out yesterday.
We did. Yeah.
So that was fun. I just want to give a quick shout out before we get into this today's episode.
Of course.
I got a couple shout outs. So if you have shout outs you want to shout out, please feel free to shout out your shout outs. So my first shout out goes to the old grandpa. Shout out old Gramps, man. Coming really in clutch. Really appreciate you. Coming in clutch. My second shout out has to go to Trunk or Treats.
Ooh, yeah.
We didn't talk about it on the Not So Special Halloween Special last episode.
We
did not.
So
I'm bringing it up now.
Yeah.
The Trunk or Treats. Good times. Good times.
Yeah.
My third shout out has to go to basketball cards and like full collecting them as a kid.
Yeah.
We had experience yesterday.
We did.
Getting some basketball cards, put them in an old collecting binder. Good times. I haven't done that in a while. So
I put
15 years or so.
I put one of the two that you gave me up on my mirror. So it's always
nice.
There. I'm thinking I'm still trying to find a spot for that sticker too, man, you know? But hey, figured out. Yeah, it might need to go kind of on the mirror, maybe next to it. Anyways, shout out to Duncan Robinson. He has his very own podcast called the Long Shot Podcast.
Proud sponsor of the show.
I would say go check it out, but be sure to listen to us first, and then maybe you can do whatever. Because I mean, it gets a little risky plugging podcasts when you're already doing a podcast. You know what I'm trying to say? You want to kind of do everything you can to keep the listener engaged with your show rather than telling them to go check out other ones. But
podcasting 101.
Huge shout out to what they're doing over there. Anyways,
shout out here really fast. I just want to give a shout out to Ben Simmons for page on Instagram. shout out to that.
Yeah, I mean that's not the only thing he's not showing up to.
Right.
Anyways,
get wrecked.
I don't have any shout outs off the top of my head, but I will say the vibes are good.
I feel like
everything's flowing kind of well today, and I'm super appreciative of that as always.
It's game day for us.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we're suiting up.
Yeah, we are. Getting that call, baby. Got to be ready all times. But yeah, no, feeling good. If we don't have anything else to say and or shout out, I just
want to say, how was your week? How are you feeling?
Oh,
you know?
I mean, it's good. I mean, I feel like obviously I enjoyed, you know, the festivities with you and the whole clan really was very exciting.
It was.
Just a pretty solid week, you know. I mean, a lot of I feel like at least for me it was a very like rest oriented week. I don't know if I necessarily like was in great need of that. That's just kind of how it ended up happening. I mean, even like I said to you yesterday when we were hanging out, you know, like, oh man, like my feet were really hurting, or oh man, my calves are burning from all this running around I'm doing or whatever. But I mean, I feel like it's like a really like positive kind of burn in a way, in terms of like
positive burn.
I feel like it's like a good sign, like we're making some progress, you know, trying to be happy and healthy every day. Shout out to that song.
you want to sing it for us?
Yeah, no, I'm all right. I mean, she knows, she's gotten enough love on this show. Shout out. Anyways, good week. Happy to be here. Really excited to get things rolling. And by getting things rolling, or at least one way that we can help do that is quick. Wow. I just heard an incredibly loud motorcycle. I was like, wow. Might not have even been a motorcycle. So it was probably loud enough to be a full car.
Shout out that motorcycle in front of us.
in the middle of traffic for no reason.
In the middle of a traffic jam.
But yeah, I'm doing this now. Shout out to that guy.
Shout out to green lights too, man.
Shout out to green lights. But yeah.
Positive vibes.
Like I said, season 2, episode 42.
This one.
That's also known as the
Jackie Robinson episode.
What? No, I mean, hey,
I'll
no
third episode two.
No better 42 than obviously the 42. So shout out to that. There was a movie.
There was
called 42. It was about him. Pretty sure.
That's right.
Shout out to that. Good show. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into this intro music.
Let's do it, baby. Are you rapping over this one?
Sure. I mean,
we could take turns. We could go back and forth.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get us going.
Get us ready, baby. Here we go. Season 2, episode 42.
5, 4, 3, 2.
If there's a bit of a delay, I apologize. I promise I'm coming in on beat for me.
Okay.
Random Talk, episode 42.
Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Man, we're about to have fun talking about who?
Poco? Oh, dang it. Holy crap, it's Poco.
Just quick, quick disclaimer. We're not going to be doing too much poo talk. It was really off the top of my head. But hey, maybe shout out to Winnie the Pooh. Maybe we could talk about that a little bit.
Were you a big Winnie the Pooh guy?
big Pooh guy. Yeah, huge Pooh fan. Maya.
You know, churning the turds, you know what I mean?
That is foul. I mean, yeah, it was definitely one of those shows, I believe it was, that kind of was really there in childhood.
My Friends,
for me.
Winnie and Pooh, is that what you're talking about? Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, yeah, it was good. I had like, you know, obviously I had a little Winnie the Pooh little guy. I don't know what it's called, but I had my own
stuffed animal.
I had a pet bear. Sure.
Pet bear. Yeah. Pet Pooh bear.
We'll call it that. I had a pet Pooh bear and I really enjoyed it. Anyways, nice, huh? We are here to talk. We are gathered here today to celebrate the union of one
North America.
Yeah.
Sure.
Shout out to North America coming together.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, even just like, tough stuff we're getting into there. Anyways, Matthew, I have a bit of a talking point. I mean, we've, you know, brought this up a number of times, but I mean, hey, it's still Halloween time, I guess, technically.
Kinda.
Well, this episode's coming out in November, so we should be talking about Thanksgiving coming up. But I guess I'll try and find a way to like merge these two things. In like the fall times, oh gosh, you know, we have lots of fun things like, oh, you know, pumpkins and turkeys and a lot of like browns and oranges. A
lot of browns.
I'm talking about colors, not like
Pooh bears.
a lot of browns running around.
A lot of browns.
Not the ones from
Cleveland Paul Browns, by the way.
Cleveland Paul Browns. Anyways, it's a very like a distinct vibe, I think. And I mean, you could say that with really like any time of year, like maybe you know, summer is very like
yellow.
Yeah, you know, all very fun and bright and hot.
Very hot. But
as we kind of get into these like more like chill vibes, I'm not saying like your whole lifestyle is going to change, but like what are maybe some of the things that you're doing instead of like, oh, summertime, let's go live
at
the
pool.
maybe what are some more like chill ways that you're kind of like getting into the fall spirit here? And I mean, hey, by the way, full disclaimer, it's been fall for a little while now. So maybe now is not best time for that. But still, because this is like the heart of fall, if you ask me. Like this little transition from October to November, we're really feeling grateful.
Shout out to
Yay the Day. Shout out to that segment that we do. But yeah, just how basically in your own life, how do you know that like it's really getting to this time of year? Because I mean, hey. I mean, if it's November already, we don't have a lot of time left before this year's done. Done and gone.
We're done. Season 2's over.
Yeah, yeah.
What was your question?
just like things in your own life that help like signify like, whoa, like it's fall. Like
the autumn leaves changing.
Of course. Yeah.
You got football playing.
Football playing, and temp dropping.
Them dropping
leaves falling
and we
pumpkin
carving.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man. But I don't really have an answer for fall. I would say winter, though, for winter time.
Yeah.
Just cozy. You know,
I mean,
cozy vibes.
We were talking about this when we were hanging out. I mean, there is like that, like just getting into like there's so much that, like, you know, like especially like the holiday season. Oh gosh, as we move into like this last like quarter of the year. I mean, we're already in the final quarter of the year, but I mean, like rounding out the year. Honestly, at this point, there is a lot that, you know, like I just said, the holiday season really brings in terms of like just like energy and just like kind of mindset, really. And I think, yeah, I mean, shout out to hot chocolate, because
shout out to hot chocolate,
it's better than cold chocolate. Well, I mean, you're just great as you are,
hot chocolate.
Shout out to you. Yeah, I realized that when I said it. I was like, well, I mean, hey, I love a good cup of chalky milk, man.
There's a kid on the playground who he kind of like
Matthew just hangs out at the playground. It's kind of weird.
You know, stalk kids.
Mm-hmm, take pictures of them. Anyways,
but at the school they changed the milk cartons to like bottles, small bottle chocolate
really?
Milk bottles. So I don't know if that was only a 1 week only, but you know, maybe supply for lunch ladies going down. You bring in some new, you know, imports from China. Just kidding. and so now they have just these chocolate milk bottles, you know.
Okay.
And there's this kid who had his like jacket on, and then like he was like sitting in the corner, and he pulls out like one bottle of chocolate milk like from his jacket, like from inside of his jacket, and he's like, "I stole some chalky milk."
Oh my god!
And then he pulls in another one for his other pocket. I have two chalky milks.
Okay.
And he's a chocolate milk drug dealer.
No, yeah, chalky probably. So, I mean, hey, you know, really, you know, you start to see early shades of like, you know, potential a potential businessman.
Yeah,
in the making here, you know, maybe flipping those for a quick profit. You know, going home and buying stuff. Him. I don't know.
Making money, making goods.
Yeah. As we close in on, you know, November and subsequently December, if that's still how the months go.
Let me check. November. Yep, you're right.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. You know, obviously, like you said, like lots of things are changing in terms of like the leaves on the trees and the temperature and the air and the chocolate getting hotter. I mean, hey, as the days get colder, the chocolate gets hotter. That's what they say.
That's right.
What is like one thing, I mean, aside from like what we've already named, what is one thing, maybe, I mean, you know, maybe we can, you know, claim this to be like a bit of an underdog type selection, a long shot, if you will. Shout out to that again. Like what is that like long shot pick of like thing, like something that you're looking forward to like the absolute most, like you can't wait for maybe like snow to fall on the ground because that's where it falls because gravity, or maybe like
really
sledding. I don't know if you're big into that, but I know some people.
Snow clothes are, I've grown out of them, so I haven't gone sledding in a while.
That would be a fun look though, if you know, were to don them again. Probably wouldn't be nearly as protective, however. Are there any, like, I mean, I guess we're borderline talking about winter here, but I mean really just like, you know, when like, oh, it's getting cold outside, time for that thing I love to do.
I don't have an answer for you. I don't know if this is like this feeling of like maybe you're especially more into winter time. I told you this yesterday, but like the feeling of like it's snowing outside, it's really cold, and like you're going from like a house or a building back to your car, and like it's really cold, and you get into your car and it's just cozy, you know. That's the feeling I'm looking for.
Shout out to the heat, man.
Shout out to the heat.
Like heat.
Duncan Robinson.
He is all over this episode, man. But yeah, it's a shame we're capping out at 50. You know, maybe we push out five more for him. Hey, somewhere out there are five lost episodes of Random Talk that never saw the light of day. So
you're right.
Maybe.
So basically,
maybe we can count those and get up there. But but yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I think just kind of like that weird dynamic of like hot stuff when it's cold or cold stuff when it's hot, like in the summertime, like love popsicles, love frozen grapes, love cones. You know, exactly. Ice water. Really great, right? And I think there is like that really unique thing. Are you someone who, like, I apparently have a lot of questions today. Sorry about that.
Hey man, I had a lot of questions last time. So.
we're curious people curious here at Random Talk.
Curious George.
But yeah,
exquisite George.
Are you one of those people? Because I always find it really funny. I mean, I try not to do this too much, especially because I love the summer so much. You know, being that I am a summer baby, no matter what you try to take away from me, I am a summer babe. I will take that till I die. But anyways, okay. Like I notice a lot of people around me, they're always like. Like, oh, I'm so excited for, like, you know, winter or whatever. Because, like, oh, it's, like it's usually in, like, sort of a, I don't know the right word for it, but in, like, kind of complaint, like, kind of like a, ugh, kind of way where it's, like, oh, it's so hot all the time. I can't wait for the freaking winter or whatever. But then, like, once it gets to winter, they're, like, oh, it's freaking snow all the time. I hate this. I can't wait for summer or whatever. Do you find yourself, like, doing stuff like that where it's, like, it's like, oh man, like I was so looking forward to this, but now I'm like sick of it or whatever. Like, I mean, you know, I'm sure you could apply that to whatever in your life, but like specifically, like the seasons are changing.
I think it's always fun to get the first snowfall of the year, mm-hmm. but not when it comes super early, you know, not when it's like, especially where we live, it kind of, it's wacky sometimes, you know, the weather.
September 6th.
Snow falling,
is in the forecast.
But crazy. It's just, you know, it's when it's in the right times, you know, when they're respecting their seasonal boundaries, when it just feels right.
Yeah.
You know, when the snow's falling in December.
It's like, I mean,
yes.
This is a
late November. Yes.
This is a tough question, but what exactly are the appropriate seasonal boundaries? Like when you're setting the parameters for when it is acceptable for snow to be falling, what are you thinking?
I think last week of November, you know, maybe some Thanksgiving. Not a lot of snowfall on Thanksgiving though.
Of course. We have other stuff to be doing.
Right, like cutting down turkeys. Turkey meat.
They're always climbing. Cut them down.
Got them down.
Oh my gosh, that turkey's on the roof. I gotta go cut it down.
Hang it up in my house. Decorate it.
Someone get my cutting knife. Some might argue that's every knife, but I know better. Anyways, you were saying my cutting knife.
Well, there's the spreading knives.
That's true. Ooh, that reminds me of another question, but we're gonna get through this one first.
Okay. Last week of November, not a lot of snow, but I feel like it's respectable to get snowy. And December 1st, that's boundary to...
Okay. But see,
first week of February.
Okay, yeah, that's the important part. I think February for me, I mean, we've talked about it ad nauseum about how much we really love it.
Valentine's Day is our best day of the year.
Yeah, go check out our Valentine's Day special.
We don't have one.
Totally did. Because we love it so much.
Shout out St. Jude's.
You know, we... Oh, yeah.
Because I sent that in one time.
Yeah? Oh, that's so
unsubscribe.
Sweet. Unsubscribe. Shout out to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. definitely subscribe to that. All the great things they're doing there. Anyways, I was just going to say, like, February is kind of like that tricky time where it's like, you know, when is it still like, because when I think of winter, I'm like, I mean, January, but like when you get into those kind of transitional months, aka like, you know, February to March, like that's, we're getting into spring here, or I mean, you know, pick any season you want, but it is kind of tricky to say like, oh man, it's February 18th. Can't believe it's still snowing or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, it is kind of tricky for me to, like, you know, set my own parameters in a way. But yeah, no, that's good. I like that. Just I like that window, though.
Your seasons, man.
I mean, hey, I've, again, brought this up a load of times, but I feel like I have a very clear cut, plain and simple.
You do.
You plan.
Because on the on the calendar, fall doesn't start or fall doesn't end till December 21st, which is so weird. Like bro, no, that's like, not
you,
right.
Like, you really mean to tell me there are 5 days until Christmas? Like, we're like, saying
Christmas songs. It's not talking about fall. It's talking exactly about winter.
Like
let's go.
Like, Christmas is like the what, like third or fourth day of winter.
Yeah.
Come on. Get out of here.
Come on.
Get out of here.
Come on, people.
But yeah, to kind of shift things away from, like, you know, the seasonal side of things, are you a big PB&J kind of guy?
You mean that creamy nut spread jelly?
Yes, I meant to say CNSNJ.
Good. I am. I am a good.
Okay.
Good PB&J. Okay. CNSNJ.
Good. Because I want to talk a little bit about ratios and appropriate ratios.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah.
We're learning ratios in sixth grade.
No way.
Let's go.
Well, this will be easy for you then.
Oh, yeah. I'm crushing it.
Okay. What in your mind is like the ideal ratio between creamy nut spread and jelly or whatever you want to throw on there?
Mm-hmm.
Within reason, of course.
Jelly is the only acceptable answer.
What is like the appropriate ratio?
So I go
for you, like.
Well, there's any ways to answer this.
Oh, really?
Wait, no. There's one way to answer it, but like, there's one answer, right? That I just don't know how to describe the answer.
Okay. Well.
So here's what I'm just gonna say. Here's how I make my CNSJ sandwiches.
Okay.
Two pieces of bread, right?
Good start.
I put jelly on one side, peanut butter on the other side. So two pieces of bread with each of one thing substance.
Would you consider it like a slather, or is it more of like a conservative amount of, like, are you going crazy or are you like on each side?
I cover the whole bread, the whole piece of bread on each side.
Okay, so it's
well, like, only one side of bread.
I cover the whole piece of bread. Jam everywhere.
I drown that thing in jelly.
I just dip it in the jar.
It's soggy bread now.
But yeah, so you are like covering that bread face, but how like tall, like how thick of a layer are you usually going for?
Just enough to cover the bread.
Okay. So you're not too concerned about like getting a big hunk of what? Okay,
right.
Good. And then
how about you?
And then for the peanut butter, because I feel like for me, it's always been like your ratio has always got to be. Sorry, I mean creamy nut spread has always got to be tilted towards the peanut. The creamy nut spread side of
things. So you're saying 2-1?
Because I think, like, in my professional opinion, I've had many sandwiches with creamy nut spread on them. I feel like I've learned that, like, it's, I mean, you, because you don't want a dry sandwich, and but you
don't want a dry
sandwich, but you don't want a soggy sandwich, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I mean, through, you know, trial and error, like through many, many attempts, I feel like, you know, I mean, and obviously, you know, different strokes for different folks, but I mean, I think.
Good one.
I've been waiting to use that on here for so long.
Yeah.
Anyways, or a more commonly to each their own kind of situation, where, you know, maybe somebody likes a little bit more jelly, jam, peanut butter, whatever. Anyways, for me, I feel like you always got to go more creamy nut spread because, like, worst comes to worst, I'd rather have a dry sandwich than a soggy sandwich because I feel like you get too much jam, you get too much jelly. It's just, like, it's messy. It's all slimy. It's all, like, you know, gooping and dripping on you. I feel like if you're a little more catering to the...
Watch out for the jelly goop.
Yeah, exactly. If you're catering more so to the cream nut spread side of things, I just feel like, yeah, maybe you run the risk of like getting like a full bite of like, you know, maybe no, you know, fruit preservatives in there. And you know, that could be a very dry, not very fun experience. But hey, I mean, you get a big cup of whatever you're sipping on and that goes away real quick, at least chalky in my milk. Experience. Chalky milk. Nothing like that.
So
fire,
you would
fire
you,
food combo.
You're 2-1, maybe?
Yeah.
1.5-1.
I mean, honestly, it's not that I don't like, you know, the jellies and jams of the world. I love creamy nut spread, man. Like,
what's your favorite flavor of jelly?
Ooh.
Or is it just you don't matter? It doesn't matter. You just grab the first one.
I kind of almost want to say it doesn't matter, just because I feel like in my fridge alone, it is such kind of like a rotating merry-go. Sure, why not?
A tray that spins in the fridge.
Gosh, what is it? It's like a. It's not a conveyor belt, but it's an ever so rotating like selection of, you know, different
cycle of
fruits and berries getting mushed up and stuffed in a jar. So I mean, really, there isn't too large of a preference, especially because for me, the main purpose of having this sandwich, the point is to eat peanut butter or creamy nut spread, and I guess I'm also a big bread fan. So, I mean, it's not ever the star of the show for me, but it's obviously a must. You gotta have it in there. But yeah, I think the only thing we've learned from this conversation is that I just really love creamy nut spread, and it was not very productive other than that. Speaking of, you know, freaky food friends.
New segment on the show. Just kidding.
is what I'm calling them. And by food friends, I mean it's freaky because just by nature everything I do is a little bit freaky, but they're food friends in terms of like creamy nut spread and, you know, jelly jam. Again, they work. They're food friends, you know what I'm saying? They're homies. Like, if I say just immediately top of your head, what are like some goated food friends? I almost said foot, as in a foot.
my sticky food friend.
But yeah, like just off the top of your head, just like stuff that goes great together. You're just like, oh, boom.
Well,
yeah. No limits. Could be anything. Perfect.
Hamburger fries. Trying to think.
Yeah.
Do you have some?
I mean, I'd say like milk and cookies, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm not a big milk and cookie
like
guy.
But just like in terms
in
of
general,
like, yeah, just OG, yeah, okay, okay. Kind OGs. Of like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't like my cookies soggy.
As,
I don't know
oh,
why.
Oh, yeah. I mean, soggy cookies. Soggy cookie is a sad cookie.
Sad cookie.
And nobody wants a sad cookie.
Nobody
Anyways,
wants a sad cookie.
I guess, well, because I mean, especially with the milk and cookies thing, I mean, like that's been a, you know, like, adapted into like, you know, ice cream flavors and stuff, or I guess maybe cookies and cream is the right thing to say there, but ice cream cookies. Anyways,
I can't really think of like two food item and like a condiment that goes well.
Okay, yeah,
but I'm gonna try to keep it the food,
because I mean really, I mean, just boiling this down, we can just say like literally just like flavors, you know what I'm saying, just like complimentary, like little yeah. Sweet and salty action.
The flavors on the color wheel.
with that being said, my sweet and salty comment, I want to say this is kind of a weird answer, but in terms of like, it's not like two distinct things coming together for the greater good. It's more so a bundle, or a mix, one might say, and that is trail mix. Because, you know, obviously you get your sweet little chocolates in there. Shout out to M&M's.
I love trail mix.
And then obviously a wide variety of, you know, what have you with the, you know, different nuts and.
I love different nuts.
Yeah.
Cashews.
Give me as many as I can get in there.
Almonds.
I'm a big cashew
pecans.
Fan. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Walnuts. Did I say walnuts? Say it again. Walnuts.
Love them that much. But yeah, no, always a really fun dynamic there, dancing across my taste buds like a symphony of flavors.
Wow, what a sentence. Wow. I felt that.
Thank you. I'm trying to be more like vividly descriptive with my
good
experiences.
That would get you like an A+ on an English essay.
Really? Thank you.
That first line right there.
Yeah.
Say it again, please. I forgot what you said.
Dancing across my taste buds like a symphony of flavor.
Unbelievable. Bro, I'll tell you what, all the English teachers right now are going crazy. Your creative writing teacher.
Oh, definitely.
Man.
I know he's listening to this. Shout out to you, Jonathan. But yeah, no. I mean, there are really so many good ones. I mean, obviously that's not like the point of the episode that we're here to think about this, but I mean, if you have any more, please, you know, fire off,
I'm looking at the Vibes Cafe and I think that is, some pastry right there.
Yeah.
Maybe like bread and butter.
Okay.
Even though I'm not a big fan of bread and butter.
First of all, like in the mornings, obviously, I mean, you know, you have your go-tos. Are you big into like toast? Because I feel like going into that bread and butter conversation, I feel like, you know, maybe like, oh, what are some of the ways that you're kind of dressing up maybe your toast? Like maybe you put some
cinnamon sugar on there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a go-to.
That
was a big thing in our family, is just like cinnamon and sugar toast. We didn't really have it for breakfast. We have it for late night snack.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a part of our counter that is just... because of like all the cinnamon and butter that just gets dedicated
to it
onto the
yeah, counter. Yeah. So. I think for me it is actually really funny that you know that for you that's more of like a late night thing, because for me, like when I think of like especially like cinnamon sugar on toast, like I think of like particularly, I don't know why, but like just the memory I'm getting is like just incredibly like rushed mornings, like, oh, I'm like waking up late, or oh, like whatever, and I gotta go, I'm just throwing something together, boom, toast, butter, boom, and I'm rolling out the door, whatever.
You don't make a 5-course meal when you're running
Not usually.
You don't toast
but if turkey. I'm feeling particularly ambitious, I mean, hey, who's gonna stop me? But yeah, no, I'm so, I mean, hey, you know, like we always like to bring up, or at least I like to bring this up, you know, it is very cool that, you know, the same thing can mean different things to different people. You know, we're learning about the world and people, and shout out to the Arthur theme song.
Dude, okay,
everybody that you meet.
Not even kidding. That song has been stuck in my head. Like all week long.
I love that.
And it's, I'm like, well, I didn't even listen to it recently, and it's just been in there, man. So, yeah. the author of Arthur. Those are some tough words. The author of Arthur is a genius.
What a tongue twister.
Diarrhea of OMP. diarrhea. I struggle with my words.
I would like to, at this point, formally apologize to our audience if I have because I mean, I'm bringing up all these food related questions. I apologize if I've made anyone hungry. I'm just not realizing I've made myself incredibly hungry.
I'm a little bit hungry myself.
So I apologize for bringing that upon the world here, but I mean, honestly, let's just keep moving forward. Were you ever big into like puzzles and stuff like that? I don't
food friends to puzzles.
I don't well, because I'm gonna be honest with you, I just looked at this and I was like, puzzle piece, let's why not. But yeah, no, but like honestly, like kind of trying to broaden the you know respective field here, I mean, not even just like, you know, those like, you know, like table puzzles, floor puzzles, like, you know, like that kind of stuff. But I mean, any type of like, I don't know, you have like your 3D puzzles and your, I mean, even just like stuff on your phone, maybe like different, like, you know, digital puzzles, maybe is the word there. Was that ever something that piqued your interest?
Well, every like Christmas, we always did like a Christmas puzzle.
Yeah.
In our family, we haven't done one in a while, but that was always a good thing to do. Yeah. You okay there?
Yeah. Sorry.
So the Christmas puzzles, I don't mind the puzzles. Actually, I think they're fun. When you're bored, break out some puzzles. I like the. We'd always get like we'd go to the dollar. Yeah, going to the dollar store, getting the 20-piece puzzles, but the puzzle pieces are like this big, you know. But like, yeah, still yeah. fun to put together.
Of course, yeah.
And so I think I'm a pretty big puzzle guy, you know. Not like every day I'm putting together a puzzle.
Of course.
But I think every once in a while, maybe you're bored, bring out mm-hmm. a puzzle from the closet, do it.
Yeah. I remember. I mean, you know, they're obviously a great way to kind of, you know, really work out your brain muscles, you know, trying to problem solve. I don't know. Because, you know, a puzzle that's not put together is also classified as a problem in my head. Anyways, I remember my older sister and my grandma used to love to do puzzles together whenever we would like go over and stay with her. And I personally never really, I mean, we're talking like very, very youthful taste in here, you know, so maybe I'm not as matured in my perspective of the world, because
you're not, making sentences of dancing around my taste buds like a symphony of flavors.
If there's one thing I'm known for, it is my incredibly mature perspective on the world and all of its many quirks.
Mind of a dictionary you got going on.
Of course. But my enjoyment always came from like after, you know, my sister and my grandmother would put the puzzles together, I would always like constantly ask him like, hey, can I mess it up? Hey, can I break it? Can I? Because I don't know why. And I mean,
you know, little turd ball.
This is really probably just a part of human nature to a certain degree. But just the satisfaction that it gave me to like just scatter it all up and ruin a perfect little thing.
For me, it was more satisfying completing the last puzzle piece than ruining it.
I mean,
for me,
I personally, I don't know if I ever got to that point where I was fortunate enough to place the final piece, but I can imagine it was definitely very great. And I mean, hey,
the texture of the puzzle once you're done, you kind of like rub your hand against it, mm-hmm. it's all smooth and good times.
getting chills. Okay, Matthew, calm down.
Top five weird things that give me chills. Puzzles.
Okay, but yeah, no, I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, ruining a perfect thing for no reason is pretty symbolic in my life, at least.
oh god.
So, no wonder I enjoy it so much. Anyways, yeah, let's get back to that top five list. What else gets you going?
If I really can think about it, I'd
rubbing my hand across a finished puzzle. I mean, hey,
who can't relate
to that though? You know what I mean?
No, like it's so good.
Yeah.
You know those like satisfying videos sometimes. That gets across your
sometimes
for you page
just people rubbing puzzles.
That's yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm aware of what you're speaking of, yes.
I'm trying to think some more. I can't really think of any, but you know the vibe.
Yeah, no, of course. There are a lot of different ways to satisfy the human eye.
Maybe when you're putting on your pillowcase and like you get it in the first try without it having it be weird. That's a good one. Kind of like floats right in softly.
Woo! That is perfect.
When you tickle the twine playing basketball.
That's not satisfying, bro. Are you kidding me?
No, like a swish.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking when you like just graze the bottom of the net.
Oh, yeah. That's
like
an
air ball. Yeah. No.
Man.
But yes, no, definitely. Twine twiggling. twine twiggling. Twine tickling is very satisfying indeed. Satisfying, very fun times.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Maybe when you're like you have shampoo in your hair and you're like kind of going through your hair with the shampoo.
Yeah,
that's kind of fun.
That is kind of fun, actually. Yeah,
kind of smooth.
I had a slippery texture. fun time doing that the other day. Okay. Yeah, no, shout out to, you know, cleaning yourself in the shower. That's always great time. Super great time. Satisfying to not be dirty. Anyways.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I'm going to bring this up because why not?
Bring it up. Bring it up.
So yesterday, again, as we were hanging out, this is for the benefit of the listener. You're listening, or this came out. I don't know when you're listening to it. This came out on November 2nd.
Uno doso.
2021. Mm-hmm. Almost messed that up. but we're speaking as in when I say, oh, we hung out yesterday, the previous Friday, October
30th. Today's the 30th. Oh, no.
But we hung out on the 29th. Sorry, yes. Anyways.
Bad. I need to be a better active listener.
It's all good. It's all good. But yeah. So on October 29th, as we were hanging out, you were putting on some socks as we were getting ready to go play basketball. And I noticed, and I mean, yeah, I made a comment about it, and we had a, you know, a brief little conversation.
Got into a fight.
it was a brief bicker at best,
buddy. Swear words, but hey, we're over that.
I mean, hey, a couple blows were thrown, but it's all good.
Black eyes, you know.
We made it out alive, and we're here today. We're better.
to tell.
We're on good terms. Anyways. I had noticed that your socks were labeled as in, well, when I say labeled, I mean there's one with an L on it for your left foot.
That's right.
And there's
good
another
job.
One with an R on it for, you guessed it, your right foot.
Two for two.
Now,
good job.
I understand not everybody is, you know, at liberty to speak on this issue in terms of maybe they don't have labeled socks. For example, socks I'm wearing right now are not labeled, so I just kind of had to guess. But with you, the big caveat here is you neglected those labels entirely.
I did. You're
right.
And
you decided to, when I say decided, I mean you deliberately chose to put these socks on the opposing feet of which they belong.
Right.
Which.
And here's why. Here's why. Which
I had a great issue with. I just want to get that out there.
I
was opposed to this, while Matthew was for this. So here's a thing that we finally can disagree on. Anyways,
here's why.
Give me your side of the freaking.
When I'm putting on socks, okay, and shoes, I always go right foot first, right. And so in the case of the socks, it was all bundled up in the sock. Right when you're folding the socks. Take it out mm-hmm. of my sock basket. I just pick the first sock. I don't even care what it says, okay? Either right or left. In this case, yeah, like labeled.
So your sock just says something funny. Here, I don't even care what you say.
I don't
sock.
Care what you say.
I'm putting you on.
And so, yeah, it talks. And then I always put the first sock I got on my right foot. That's how I do it. So in that case, it was the L. It was the left sock. Okay. And I didn't care to switch it because I don't really care about that.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to make you take your socks off and try again. Or...
I said, I asked if you wanted me to. And
well, I mean, you know, I'm going to let you do your thing, of course, but.
My house, my rules.
I mean, for me, it's kind of the same thing as like you're not going to put your shoes on the other way. You know what I mean?
Because socks don't matter what way you put it on. There's no way. That the socks matter which way they go.
It doesn't matter nearly to the degree as a shoe would, but
it doesn't matter at all.
I think it is a little. I don't want
to. Why?
I don't know the right word here because I'm trying to be a little careful, but I think it's a little. I feel like you're overlooking the importance, as in you're saying there's no importance at all. When I feel like it maybe matters just a little bit.
There's no way that the
They took the time, the sock company took the time to put them on. You might as
well. Here's the thing.
You should at least consider it.
Okay, well, I'm neglecting it. I have a pair of socks that there's a design that matches the left sock. So the right foot, it's Cosmo the Cougar, okay? And the Cosmo, the right half of his face, is the right sock. So I have mm-hmm. to put it on the right way or else it'll look weird, right? it look opposite. That's the only reason, but it doesn't say left or right. It just gives me it. But in the case of it says left or right, there's no designs on my sock, so I didn't have to.
So, but in certain instances, you are willing to,
yeah, because I don't look like a weirdo. But in those socks, no matching designs, like no match up.
Tell you what, if you weren't wearing shoes, you probably would look like a weirdo. People are gonna be like, he doesn't know his left from his right. What a weird thing.
But I'm not wearing socks in public just with socks and nothing else.
Yeah, but I understand that this, you know, makes me sound very particular about how I'm
getting sweaty, bro. You want to go?
Me too, actually. It's very hot in my room right now.
It is. My ears are hot, man.
my whole body hot right now.
My whole body. Weird plug, but okay.
But yeah, thanks. I guess for me, it's just like, because, you know, like you said, you like to do it right foot first. For me, and again, we've talked about this, I go left foot first. And to a more extreme degree, I go left everything first. I don't know why. I'm not left-handed. I'm very much right-handed. But it's just, I don't know what it is, but I'm saying I go left sock, left shoe, right shoe. When I'm putting my pants on, I'm always stepping left leg first. I'm always,
wow.
It's just a thing that I do. You know what I'm saying? If I'm wearing like a bracelet or a, you know, rubber band or something, I'm always going left first. And you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to explain, as in like, I'm trying to have this make sense to, you know, obviously the listeners in it. And whoever else, that like, this is why I care so much about this issue, just because like it's like just it's basically every day for me. it's my whole life. But yeah, I don't know why I just started doing it one day, and then I was like, well, I mean, I can't. My life's so great, I don't want to switch it up. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to you know, mix up my luck here by flipping sides. Okay, so for me, if I were to have labeled socks, oh gosh, which I do have a few pairs, I pay attention to that fact because I'm always like, hey man, you know, I'm taking no chances that like something bad happens and it's all because I got switched up socks on. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not about to go.
You're kind of superstitious when it comes with a sock.
I wouldn't, this is a terrible joke, but I'm going to make it anyways. I wouldn't consider myself superstitious. I would consider myself a little stitious. but no, I mean, another great NBA player that has a podcast. I mean, he just retired, but JJ Redick said,
he's going to ESPN now. He's going to be an analyst.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. But he said on his show, like, he has a very, or I guess he used to when he was playing, he had a very specific routine on game days, you know, like doing same stuff, you know, same stuff, same time, eating the same stuff, whatever, you know, just not because he was particularly superstitious, but he just likes when stuff is like
having a routine,
organized. Exactly. And I think for me, it's not that I'm superstitious. It's just at this point, it's just what I've been doing however long.
I respect that.
Like for example, in another way, I mean, this is kind of funny because we were joking about how I potentially didn't know how to tie my shoes yesterday, which I just want to clear this up for the entire world. I do indeed know how to tie my shoes. But
how do you tie your shoes?
Oh, sure.
All my family makes fun of me for tying my shoes certainly.
Well, I'm kind of getting into that in the sense that years ago, I was probably like, I want to say 11 or 12, maybe a little bit older, but I doubt it. yeah, it was actually a couple months ago. I had these shoes and they had just incredibly short laces. And I know what you're thinking, Tayson, get new laces, get longer laces, or just like, it's probably some stupid way that you didn't even know how to like put it in your shoe, whatever, you probably messed it up. You might be right. However, all I knew was that laces super short. So what I had to do,
those are the worst when they're super short laces.
Mm-hmm. So my
in the world.
my resolution was like when like that initial like pull out
of
the strings.
Sure.
Tough choice word. But like they're like, instead of just like crossing them over, like in like, say like the middle of the strings, you'd like cross over and loop it or whatever. I would always make sure I was holding like the tippy tips and like crossing that over, you know what I'm saying? And then go all the way back down, because they were so short. If I did it any lower, I would run out of laces, and I couldn't complete the knot or whatever. And so like to this day, even though I've gone through so many shoes since then, like different pairs and whatever, I still, no matter how long or short they are, I always pull them out and go to the tippy top, even though I definitely don't need to. Just as kind of like, again, not superstitious, but I mean, it's just a habit at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think it's just
daily routines.
Yeah. So maybe I'm a little weird about the way I put my clothes on, I guess. But yeah. So
here's how I tie my shoes.
But hey, moral of the story here, wear your own socks and wear them however you want. And don't let crazy people like Tayson tell you how to wear your socks. Anyways, yeah,
exactly. Back to the point. But of socks, yes, right. I notice the left and right. It's not like I don't care about them. I notice them,
of course.
It's just I always go right. The whatever one I pick up first is going, and I don't really care to change them. It takes more time, especially in those times you're in a rush, putting on your shoes and socks. You don't really care to like take them off again. You know, so.
Well, of course. I think at a certain point, once they're on, I feel like the damage is done at that point. Like you're good to go. But you had a thing about shoelaces?
Yeah, hold on. I respect the sock companies that put left and rights on there. I see you guys. I just doing my own way, you know? Anyways.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Shoelaces. Here's how I tie mine. Take it, grab it, two strings, cross them over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then in the same motion of crossing them over, I bring them down, like, below the foot. So, like, now they're touching the ground. And then, at the same time, wrap it up and make two loops at the same time with your two hands.
Okay. So,
some people only go one loop, right? The one bunny ear, then through the middle. I go both bunny ears, man.
I personally am a solo bunny ear.
You're a solo boy?
Yeah.
Bunny boy?
I do the whole that was a beautiful walkthrough. I was scared I was gonna have trouble envisioning it. But so for me, you like put your shoe on or whatever, you get that initial pull, obviously raise them all the way up to the tippy tips. So for you, because you go down in that but I'm going up to the sky, baby. And so I like
you're blasting out the space.
So I like cross them over. Space lace. Tayson's space like taste
space
lace.
Space lace. Whatever. Race mace space.
Yes. Yeah. Anyways.
We've seen better days.
But yes, you sure have. Pull them all the way up to the sky, cross them over, pull them back down, but like more so like out to the side out than like
side.
Down or anything.
I go down, you go side.
And then hold on, I'm like, I need to. Like,
yeah, I had to do that too. I had to act
this out on my foot really quick.
For
okay.
Sure.
And then with the lace that's in my right hand, I make the bunny ear.
With the right hand?
Yeah.
This is very important to know.
Yeah, because hold on. yeah. So all right hand. And then with the one in my left hand, I wrap it around the bunny ear, and then I pull it through, yeah. And then I'm good. I'm done.
I go
occasionally, back in the day for basketball.
Back in the day.
back when I was a basketball player, I would double knot it. I would do all the same stuff, but then just take those two bunny ears, wrap one around, and then pull it through.
Repeat the cycle.
Just because I'm not saying it happened like all the time, but whenever it would like my shoe would come untied during a game.
I would absolutely
not enjoy that at all. So I go always make sure that would never happen. But
my problem is kind of the opposite with yours. When you had short laces, I always ended up with the shoes that had super long laces.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of extra lace after I tied it. So I would even go double knot, triple knot until like there's not even any more lace left. sets are just hanging and flopping to the side, you know. So that's just been a habit of me. I go triple knot sometimes, you know.
And another thing, this is the wildest conversation, but hey, man. We're here. welcome talk, to baby. Random talk, of course.
Random. Really emphasize
but
the random
another part. Thing about my shoes is like I'll tie it, but once I'm done like tying it, I'll take the one bunny ear and the one string and the one bunny ear and the one string. I mean, it's a lace, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll
symmetry.
Like, and I'll tuck them into my shoe. So
oh, you tuck the bunny ear.
I
in
do.
Shoe.
I do because whoa. I hate when it like flops around and hits me and like you know yeah it comes up and hits me in the face and yeah I just can't do it. I mean, maybe if I tied my shoes differently, I wouldn't have so much excess, you know what I mean? But I just feel like, again, it's something that happened with a specific pair of shoes. It was something that needed to happen, and it just became a habit no matter what I was putting on my feet. So I do, like, tuck my laces into the sides. And I will say, you know, I mean, obviously, especially with, like, basketball shoes, it will come undone. Very annoying. It is something that I'm fixing constantly, but I mean, I'm also the kind of person who's always, you know, adjusting everything about me constantly because I just apparently can never get it right or whatever. But it will, like, kind of like maybe like the shout out to Phineas and Ferb for teaching me this, the aglet, you know, on the very end of it.
Shout out to Phineas and Ferb, baby. Let's go.
A-G-L-E-T, don't forget it. Hey,
A-G-L-E-T.
But yeah, man. So shout out to that show. Legendary. Ahead of its time. Anyways, like sometimes it will like kind of sneak under like, oh gosh.
Under the shoe.
But like, hey, this is my
right
foot.
In the arc. Right so, in the arc.
Yeah, right there. There. And it, right I'm there. Stepping on it every time. Oh, it's, yeah. Oh, it's the worst.
Getting dirty.
But I will woo. Say that sensation of like reaching down and pulling it out and feeling it like slide like up from my foot, like relieving all of that like pain and tension, it is back to the satisfying moments.
Oh yeah.
I mean
perfect
yeah.
shoe.
it's like taking off a Band-Aid, but if
smooth sailing.
But if taking off a Band-Aid was like fun.
It's like breaking an arm, like, but good. Like not the breaking the arm part.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if breaking an arm felt good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh my arm,
it's like
yeah. Love that. You know. I mean, it's like a good knuckle pop or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah. What was I gonna say? I'm instead of tucking both the loop and the string in, I only tuck the strings in.
Oh yeah.
You know, I think that's pretty common. But this was our how to tie a shoe segment on the show.
Yeah,
was. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Let's get grateful, shall we?
Let's do it, baby.
Let's also cue that intro music, shall we? Or not the intro music, sound effect, shall we?
Yeah, please. And I'll tell you what, it might be a little confusing. Matthew and Tayson, why is your yay the day sound effect? Why is it three yays when there's only two of you? Well,
I was thinking the same.
Well, it's one for each of us and one for you, the listener. Come on,
that
bro.
Sounds like such like a PBS kid.
It is.
And here's
bro.
Your treat.
And viewers like you, thank you. But no, like really, like you know, I mean, we're really like you know,
shout out to that one
because
song that had that
because
PBS kid thing
we're getting grateful together and we're doing this together and we encourage you to be grateful and to shout yay in your own day. You know what I mean? And to kind of point out those silly little things that, you know, maybe get overlooked. So yeah, I know that's been like a pressing question really ever since we whipped it out. It's always been like, what's that all about? But yeah.
Yeah.
Our I mean, listeners need to know. Occasionally we will have to, you know, have it represent maybe like a special guest instead.
Stay tuned for next episode.
Next week, we're going to be on YouTube. We're going to have a special guest. I'm going to keep saying it until it happens. Speak it into existence. Go check us out if you haven't already. Subscribe. Random Talk on YouTube. Be sure to go check out. I don't know which episodes are on there, but three of them are. And they're three good ones, two of which have guests.
Season 2, episode 33 with us, just us. Mm-hmm. And then season 2, episode 30, I want to say like 7.
I was thinking something like that too. I was thinking maybe 36.
What's the episode called with Isaac? Space Babies?
Space Babies.
It could be like less than that. I think it's like
I'm looking 39 it up right now.
Maybe we got to know.
No, because I think what it was, I think it was Scooby 1 week without him, and then Isaac, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. No way.
No,
no, it
was 38.
There were so many in between Scooby and okay.
Yeah, there was.
Never mind then.
Season 2, episode 38, Space Babies, featuring Reed Peterson.
That's what everybody calls him.
Anyways, Jason, do you have a yay of the day, something you're grateful for, something that maybe not a lot of people, you know, give praise to? You got something like that? I'm trying to mix up the yay of the day every, you know, once in a while.
Of course. Oh, man. My yay of the day, as it often is deprived from something I just looked at and decided, hey, why not? My yay of the day is going to be closets today, because not only
our yays of the day kind of go together. No, hey,
I love that. Not only are closets, you know, like you'll see it often in movies, like a kid will like hurry and clean the room and stuff, a bunch of stuff in the closet, and then like the doors will like burst open and
or the monsters come scare people out of the closet.
Exactly. Lot of, in terms of, you know, the entertainment industry, you know, closets are all over the place, whether it's, you know, for storage of your secrets or storage of your worst nightmare. Anyways, getting this into the real world here, closets are great because I think the diversity in just what it can really help you with. You took me on a whole tour of town yesterday. So we got to see everything that was going on there. And I think honestly, in my situation, it's pretty similar. You know, obviously quite eclectic. You know, you have like clothes and everything, but I mean, you know, there's a good fair share of really nonsense that, you know, maybe I don't even need at all. But hey, I have it and it's in my closet. So yeah, shout out to closets for
that's a good one. I like that one.
Thank you.
Well, my day of the day kind of goes what we've been talking about earlier in the episode too.
Yeah.
How like it's cold time, winter time, mm-hmm. you know, temperatures dropping.
Yes.
But my day of the day is hoodies. And hoodies are the best.
Hoodies are the best. I almost put one on just for this, but I was worried I'd get a little too warm. And I was right, by the way, because I'm very good, hot.
Because it's toasty.
It is toasty. Woo!
So shout out hoodies, shout out closets, and clean your room.
Yes.
Shout out socks.
This is your sign, whoever needs it. If your room is messy, and you know, maybe I don't know, maybe Matthew doesn't know, but you know if it is. So go take care of that.
Do it!
Well, I think I have one more thing written down that I have to share.
Go for it.
Last episode, we talked about recorders and music class and, you know, all that fun stuff we used to do. Back in school, and
of course
we recorded that episode Monday, and then we released it on Tuesday because Random Talk Tuesdays, right?
Mm-hmm.
That day this kid comes up to me, "Do you know how to play the recorder?" And I'm like, kinda, like, yeah. I'm like, no, we talked about this, like, you listen to the show.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course
she's like, "I have one." She just whips it out from behind her, you know, some kids are whipping out. This girl's whooping out the recorder from behind her. And, you know, it comes in one of those bags, like the little tiny bag.
Yeah.
You know, we all remember those. Yeah. And she pulls it out and she's like, because no one so far is learning that yet at the school. Like, so this is like awesome, man. I get to be the teacher, mm-hmm. you know. And yeah. She's like, you know any songs? I'm like, I only know one.
Yeah.
She had it down. She couldn't get she got the first notes, but she couldn't go getting it back up. Which was mm-hmm. a struggle for her. Well, you'll get it. But I thought that was so funny.
No, like, worries.
Little coinky dink of how we talked about it, and then it happened the next.
Yeah. Hey, man. I mean,
shot the recorder again.
I mean, we've mentioned it before, but I mean, you know, Random Talk is everywhere. Quite
it
honestly,
it creeps into your real life.
It does. And before you know it, you're surrounded by references and little inside jokes and. You know, different gags shared over the years. feels like it, man.
Like, oh man, what a time.
examining like season one, episode one versus, for example, season two, episode 42 is just a completely different, you know, ball game at that point.
That's right.
But yeah, also speaking of which, I was listening to our season two trailer the other day.
Oh yeah. And
I don't know what it was, man. Something about it like really like got to me. I was like, whoa, this is like season two.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not obviously, as you can tell by my, you know, verbal vomit here, I'm not that keen on how to articulate exactly what I was feeling in that moment, but it was really cool. So if you haven't, I guess go check out the trailer. It should be like right at the top of the page.
I think only if you're listening to it on Spotify.
I don't know
if it's any on. You just still listen to it. Go scroll down, and you'll find it though.
Yeah.
Because it's up there. Well, thanks for coming on, Jason. episode 42.
I am happy to be back.
Hopefully you have a good week this week, Jason.
And, thank you.
I hope you have a good week. Thank you.
Of course.
How with a charity night going? You know, I was just in that episode today.
That's funny. You know,
it's getting there.
I'm going through my options really at this point, but hey, thank you all so much for listening to this episode, which is season 2, episode 42 of the Random Talk Podcast. We appreciate your time and your energy as always. If you haven't, be sure to go check out last week's episode. It was a pretty fun one, if you ask me. And pretty also, because I'm just giving you a whole laundry list of homework, be sure to come back next week because, like I said, we are going to be on YouTube. We are going to have a special guest. We're not going to reveal that quite yet, but chances are you will enjoy it because I'm speaking it into existence. So, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it.
What a wild one today. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty fun.
It's November, baby. The vibes are up, as always.
The vibes are up. The vibes are up. The vibes are up, but the leaves are down on the ground. Yeah. But yeah, be sure go clean your room.
So inspirational.
Enjoy your life. Thank you so much for being here. Be nice to people, and we will see you next week. Goodbye.
Peace.